So Jeremy and I did some investigative reporting. Evidently, there's a Photoshop here. A photographer, I should say. It's called Thousand Word Photos.
And they were moving from one building on this street to another one, and they're just doing it themselves by pushing these racks.
It was odd because when they got out there, the lady's rack fell.
Yeah, so Rob used his hands and I used my hands, and we got that poor lady's rack and got it back up.
It was a heavy rack.
Yeah, and we probably could have used you. But they were, it's kind of, we walk out and the rack had completely fallen over, so we helped them get that thing back up. And she's like,
she's about to pick, take each item off one by one. I'm like, no, you don't have to do that. Jeremy and I just lifted it up with the item still on the rack.
But Ed, I had the bottom part and I couldn't find the hole. Like my arms were shaking and I just couldn't find it. So Rob helped me. He guided me.
He's never been there before. Nice.
Rob guided me into the hole.
That's great.
Thanks, Rob.
I would say anytime, but
again,
they were nice women, though.
I give Rob such a hard time with the squirrel moments, because by God, does he have more squirrel moments than any person you've ever met in your life. You could be in deep conversation about something serious, and Rob go, is she wearing a shirt? Like, what? What do you mean? Yes, she's wearing a shirt.
It didn't look like it.
It's the same color as her skin.
And then we'll go back to what we were talking about, and by that point in time, my dumbass has forgotten what we were talking about. So now we're both at a loss.
But today was a good squirrel moment.
Yeah.
It got you out of your chair and outside.
You don't see two women just pushing racks up some random-ass street that has no traffic.
None.
And no customers.
So she explained that her photo lab is moving.
And the best part was when we went out there, Mix 106.5 and 101.9 were watching us. They were like, what were you guys doing out there? So we wanted to know the same damn thing you did. Why are they out here? So I had to go ask them.
So in NFL, George Kittle signs a new contract. On paper, looks like he's going to make $20 million a year. But not about $10 million, $40 million, what, $76.4 million guaranteed over 4 years. No, $76.4 million over 4 years. 40 of it's guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
What impact, Ed, do you think this has on the Ravens and Mark Andrews?
Honestly, I don't know, because let's see how he, you know, how productive he was. He had a good year, but not a great year. And I think there's going to be a prove-it season for him, you know, coming to the end of his contract. We'll see.
I think you asked the wrong question, though. He ain't having any impact on Mark Andrews here. He's going to have an impact on what Isaiah Likely gets.
Isaiah Likely?
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I believe. And Likely's your guy moving forward. I think it's going to be, look, this is going to be a fun year, kind of realizing that the writing's more than likely on the wall for Mark Andrews, depending on what the salary cap goes up to.
I like what you did
to.
There, more than likely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like that. Oh,
see, he didn't even realize it. Well, Mark Andrews, per volume, did not have a great year, but he did have 11 touchdowns, the most touchdowns he's had since 19. But by your standards, Ed, he hasn't had a great year since 2022.
Yeah.
When he had 73 receptions for 847 yards. In 2023, he only had 544. So by the standards that you're going by, which I get, he hadn't had a great year in a couple of years.
No, he hasn't. I mean, he's had good years, and he for a long time before we had any talent on this team as far as receiving, he was, you know, Lamar's go-to, his comfort blanket, whatever you want to call him. But he was, and now he's having okay years. And interesting enough, it's wild because he's 2 years younger than Kittle. So it's not like he's older and he's – Kittle will get paid, but he's still – he also has the benefit of being the best blocking tight end in the league. So, he, you know, he's crazy, he can catch, and he loves to, you know, run people over. So it's a different animal altogether.
You know, he's such a weird guy from a fantasy standpoint, because I always feel like a lot of his offensive production comes – like, he'll play 17 games, and all of the offensive production, or most of it, will come from, like, seven of those games. Like, he has really big games, and then he has games where he does – absolutely nothing but block the entire time.
But here's the difference in Kerry Kittle.
And by the way, he got more targets last year because of all the injuries to the wide receivers.
He's gone over 1,000 yards 4 times in his career. We talk about Andrews not having a good year or a great year in 2 years. Kittle's worst year in the last 4 years is 60 receptions, 765 yards, and 11 touchdowns. They're not the same.
Mm.
It's not. I mean, the last 4 years, 910 yards, 71 receptions, 60 receptions, 765, 65 receptions. As a tight end, he averaged 16 yards a reception. Tight ends don't get those kind of numbers. He only had 65 receptions for 1,000 yards. And then last year, 78 receptions for 1,100 yards, still averaging 14 yards a reception. I love Mark Andrews, but they're not the same.
Well, I mean, you're saying they're not the same because Kittle's better?
I think so. I think the blocking stat, like Ed said, I think Kittle can do everything in a receiving game that Mark Andrews can.
But I think
he's a phenomenal. He blocks like a lineman.
See, I think Andrews is a far better receiver than Kittle. I honestly,
he's definitely a better receiver. Yeah,
I think adding the, like, you're getting paid for what you're doing catching the ball. Kittle's such a well-rounded player, and he means so much to that 49ers team. But again, like, I think you'd have to look at it too. Two of those years that we'd be talking about, Lamar got hurt, right, with Mark Andrews over the past five.
But what are you saying that makes him a better receiver? The man's had 88, 85, this is 71, and a run-heavy offense as well.
It is run-heavy, but it's not as run-heavy as this offense. They're passing the ball more, and if you look over the past couple years, they've been throwing a lot more in the fourth quarter as well. I mean, once they got Purdy, and I think last year, if you're looking at his numbers, remember, their healthiest wide receiver got shot in August for most of the year last year. They had no wide receiver.
But he's always put up numbers.
But the numbers haven't, like, you're giving me 700 yards for a tight end. That's great when you start to put it in with Debo getting this and Christian McCaffrey getting this and that. He's put up touchdowns. He's one of those guys that, again, I don't want to say compiles. That's unfair to him. He has big games that make the numbers look better throughout the year. But his averages, you know, when you look at those big, like, what was it, Monday Night Football last year? Didn't he have three touchdowns in the one game?
Yeah, but he had his year of 88 receptions, averaging 16 yards a reception.
Nobody's saying he's bad. That's phenomenal. Mark Andrews is a better receiver than him, and I'm saying that after he dropped the easiest two-point conversion in the history of conversion.
Take that conversion drop aside, even before then, for everything that he brings, I go with Kittle.